Our next guest is the science director from the Heartland Institute, Jay Lehrer. A new report plays out a plan to get rid of the EPA. Is that really possible? Jay Lehrer on the line with us. Jay, good morning.
Steve, I think it's very possible. I was one of a half a dozen people that worked very hard from 1968 to 1971 to form an EPA and develop a safety net of environmental laws. We succeeded when President Nixon signed into law the development of the U.S. EPA. And we did a terrific job for 10 years in writing a safety net of laws to protect our water, our waste disposal, our air, mining, agricultural chemicals. We passed a wonderful set of regulations. And for that 10 years, the federal government had to handle the implementation of these laws because the states didn't have agencies to do it. But by the end of the 70s, by 1980, all 50 states had very good state agencies which carried out the implementation of all of the laws that we have passed. Since 1980, the EPA has grown to over 15,000 employees in Washington and in 10 regional offices that do absolutely nothing but look over the shoulder of the states that are doing the work, and they're passing regulations that have no additional protection of the environment or...
No, it's much worse than that, Jay. As you well know, I own a pond that I created myself that I dug and paid for about 3 years ago. And now under some of the new regulations, that pond, even the mud puddles and the runoff water from rain like we've gotten recently in Michigan over the last 24 hours, the EPA feels that they have jurisdiction over my pond, over my mud puddles, over every drop of water that falls from the sky. How ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and you've given a perfectly good example, and you can imagine agricultural communities, the same thing happens. Water falls in a ditch, and EPA says they own it. Now, this is not written into congressional laws. They just do this by fiat and make up the laws. They're absolutely terrible. So my plan is to give them a five-year phase-out and pass on all the responsibility to a committee of the whole of the 50 state agencies, move it from Washington, D.C., to Topeka, Kansas, reduce the budget from $8.2 billion down to $2 billion and lose no environmental protection. Every state does an excellent job. Industry and no state loves their EPA. They think they're overbearing. The 50 states working collectively will do a better job, frankly, than what is being done today.
And Jay, now here's the problem.
It wouldn't be draconian because we'd phase it out. In the first year, we just tell everyone in Washington, the regional offices, it's going to be over in 5 years, and then on the second, third, fourth, and fifth year, we'd remove 25% of the responsibility.
But Jay, hold it. Stop right there. Let me help you with a little reality check here. The fact of the matter is, if you did such a thing, even though it makes sense, the EPA has gone rogue. No question about that, and they've extended themselves right into my, into my bathroom as to how much water I can flush down the toilet and where that water goes. I understand that, but here's the problem you face. Even though what you put out there and having it based in Topeka makes perfect sense, and having the states involved with regulation of air quality and water quality all makes perfect sense. You would be portrayed, I can see the commercials now, Republicans want you to have dirty water and dirty air as they phase out the EPA. It was created by Republicans. The whole message was hijacked years ago. But it is Richard Nixon that signed into the law, the EPA, as you're fully right about. But there is no way politically it could survive, do you believe?
Steve, everything you say is right, except I don't agree it can survive because it can be done by the Congress. I mean, the Republicans control the Congress. They'll pick up a few extra more seats in November. You're exactly right. You described it. EPA is now a rogue agency. The Congress controls their budget. All they have to do is just reduce the budget down to the point where they can't afford 15,000 people or to pass all these fiat regulations. I mean, this isn't something that will happen quickly, but it absolutely can be done. And what's happening now is the plan that I wrote, it took me 2 years to do that, is being put in the hands of the Congress by their constituents, not the Heartland Institute, by constituents that live in all the different areas are sending this plan to their congressmen. It isn't going to happen overnight, but it can be, and it can be a model for taking down many of the agencies that were developed for a good purpose and then outlived their usefulness, but as you point out, can never be done away with. We've got to start somewhere, Steve. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, and my plan to phase EPA out over a five-year period without reducing any environmental protection. Sure, they'll come back and say, oh, we want dirty water, but it isn't true, and I think most people...
We know it's not true, but we also know it's true that they weren't pushing old people off from cliffs in wheelchairs either, but that's the way the Republicans were portrayed the last time around. We're on the line this morning with Jay Lehrer from the Heartland Institute, the science director there. Now, you're right. There are parts of Washington should be gone. The energy department should be eliminated. The education department should be eliminated. They have no value, no purpose, and yet they live on, even though they're obsolete. I'll give you 30 seconds.
You're right, but I think EPA can be the first one because everybody hates EPA. They're just not people that don't recognize that 15,000 people in Washington are doing nothing for their health or the environment.
Well, that's right, and because when the EPA first came along, we can be honest, and you were part involved in that creation, Lake Erie was a mess. The Cleveland River was on fire in 1973, all right? So we've come a long way. You know, Chicago was dumping all their sewage, as was Milwaukee and Detroit, into the Great Lakes, and this is in our region, so we get it here in Michigan. We've come a long way, but when it goes rogue and they start telling me what kind of toilet I can use and you know, whether a mud puddle on my property is federal jurisdiction, then they've gone too far. 20 seconds for the last
word. You understand the problem better than any radio broadcaster I've talked to, and I hope you'll keep talking about it, but don't say it can't be done. I mean, we're Americans. We have individuality and creativity, and I think enough is enough, and people recognize what you said. EPA has gone rogue. It's time to take it away and not reduce any environmental protection at all because our 50 state agencies are doing a magnificent job. And in fact, you won't find a single state where industry in that state loves their EPA. They say, oh, our EPA is overbearing. Well, if we have 50 overbearing states...
Jay, we got to leave it right there, my friend. We want to pick up this conversation, though, again sometime soon with Jay Lehrer from the Heartland Institute.